Grandpa's mixtape. The yellow wood of a number two pencil found its way into the round mouth and small tooth of the cassette tape, rewinding magnetic memory back to side A. The radio cassette player's mouth was hungry of forgetting that it was about to bury the recording with the newest song played by the local FM station. The recording began with a breath, out from the sill of the lips and into the reel, a message saddling on self-magnet. The unmistakable sound of an empty room, disturbed only by a cough or the clearing of a throat. The rain outside the room trickled into white noise. And out of the sonar mist was a testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, coming out of nowhere. The amorphous sound rising from the silhouette of tape, forming into the shape of my grandpa. His distinct baritone voice walking from the corner of my eye to the center of the living room. He sat there, leaning his head towards the cassette recorder. I could only imagine who Grandpa was imagining singing to. Was it Grandma, or his future kids, or grandkids? My Grandpa was singing the album of his life, the kind of greatest hits that no one else has a copy but me, as if the word singular could mean special, as if secret is, I have you to myself, myself alone. Air inside the room was a thick magnetic force, reeling my body into the smallness of my childhood, wide-eyed and wondered. My grandpa was large in my imagination, but he walked me through each question with curiosity, that he was himself a child, recording the world through every wrinkle and liver spot. If there was a way for a pencil to spool my grandpa back into a present, if I could turn the cassette far and fast enough, time travel would unravel, and my grandpa would be doing his number live. But that is not the sort of physics we live in this world. We only have the time we have. And space, thousands of cassette tapes filling dozens of boxes, waiting, the body defying its physics through memory, each plastic and magnet, a muscle, an organ, a touch, a hand running through my hair, a kiss on my forehead, a hand holding my hand. And I have thousands of them, versions of my grandfather as tracks of sides A and B that would outlast me. I lean my ears closer to the owl-like cassette player eyes and hear Grandpa speak, sing, his steps walking towards the window, watching the rain, water the backyard. The recorder found its way close to his chest, a planet hidden among light years and bright stars, heartbeat, transmitting a message into the future. Nat King Cole was on the background playing "You're My Everything," while my grandpa's baritone voice is a fine strand of hair swaying on my arms, as if the living room was a mixtape played on repeat.